Oldest dust in the solar system and fusion's quiet breakthrough. MIT researchers identified magnetic signatures in dust grains extracted from an Antarctic meteorite, grains 4.6 billion years old, making them the oldest solid material from our solar system. The signatures preserve evidence of magnetic fields that existed during the solar system's formation, and the strength and orientation of those fields suggests that magnetism played an active co-driver role in drawing material toward the proto-sun, not merely gravity alone. The finding matters beyond intrinsic scientific interest because the standard model of planetary formation is essentially a gravity story. Dense clouds of gas and dust collapse under their own gravitational weight, and the angular momentum of that collapse forms a disk that eventually coalesces into planets. If the proto-solar magnetic field was actively organizing and channeling material inward, that revises the computational models used to understand planet formation across the roughly 5,000 exoplanetary systems now cataloged, and may explain anomalies in planetary mass distribution that pure gravity models have struggled to account for. The meteorite grains also have a practical astronomy application. Better understanding the role of magnetism in solar system formation improves tools for predicting which exoplanetary systems had conditions capable of producing Earth-like planets. A fusion energy finding proved equally consequential in its quieter way. Researchers have reportedly cut the production time for tritium, the hydrogen isotope that powers deuterium-tritium fusion reactions, from a process previously requiring multiple days down to a matter of hours. Tritium is extraordinarily rare, decays relatively quickly, and producing it efficiently has been one of the less publicized constraints on commercial fusion viability, sitting alongside the better-known challenges of plasma confinement and energy gain. Producing tritium in hours rather than days dramatically reduces the inventory any fusion facility must maintain, lowering cost and radioactive hazard management complexity, and potentially reshaping the economics of fusion power plants. The companies racing toward commercial fusion, Commonwealth Fusion Systems, TAE Technologies, Helion, and others, are solving multiple engineering problems in parallel against tight timelines, and a breakthrough in tritium production efficiency cascades usefully through the others.